Welcome to this edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Alan Watts with Farm Bureau. Kentucky Farm Bureau's second vice president, Sharon Furches, will be presiding over her first meeting after being elected at the 2018 annual meeting. Furches says she's looking forward to her first annual meeting as a part of the executive leadership team.
I am excited. Of course, I'm a little apprehensive as well. There's lots of preparation goes into an annual meeting the size of ours. But we have a great staff and great fellow leaders on the executive committee, so they're getting me ready.
Furches says her first year as second vice president has been quite an experience.
Got to travel across the state and meet so many people. I was able to do some of that last year, but just really extended that and been to so many county farm bureau meetings and district meetings. The network of agricultural leaders that we have through Kentucky Farm Bureau is nothing short of amazing. And it's wonderful to see them at work in their own communities and to see what they do to represent our organization on a day-to-day basis.
She says she is leading a committee that's looking at the next century of service.
I primarily this year am leading the Strategic Planning Committee. It's called Vision 100. As you know, we're having our centennial celebration right now, and we're ready to launch into our next 100 years. So I'm leading up a Vision 100 team that is looking at how we can better serve our members going forward. So that's been an exciting time this year, and we look forward to that in 2020.
We'll have more in a moment.
How's everything taste tonight, folks?
Oh, that is excellent. Where was it raised?
As a chef, it's important to know where your food comes from. That's why we buy local and Kentucky-raised food.
My boys are the 10th generation to farm in Kentucky.
We take a lot of pride knowing that what I set on the table is a good product.
And we're proud of the products that we produce. You're getting an excellent quality product.
We believe in what we produce. We feed it to our own family, and we're happy to share it with your family. Kentucky Farm Families.
Feeding Kentucky, feeding the world.
Sponsored by the Kentucky Agricultural Development Fund.
Farm Bureau Second Vice President Sharon Furches says the committee that's looking to the next 100 years is diversified in its makeup.
We have a very unique group that's involved in every aspect of Kentucky Farm Bureau, and we have a lot of young folks that we're trying to get some ideas from and see, again, how we can better serve our membership moving forward. And we want to, we know we've had a lot of success with our methods in the past, but we want to make sure that we stay relevant to our younger membership.
How does she see her role as a woman in agriculture?
I think we bring a completely different set of leadership traits to any group that we're involved in, whether it's at a home, in our school systems, in our churches, community organizations, or in statewide organizations such as Kentucky Farm Bureau or commodity groups.
And that's today's edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Alan Watts on the Farm Bureau Radio Network.